Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
What y'all laughing at? I missed it. I was putting my headphones on.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Okay. I missed it too.
We'll get to it.
We are going to get to it. From the text, by the way, Kid Nation, we are getting your text messages. You can text us and call us whenever you want during the show if it just hits you right. Our phone number is 800-543-3548. That's what you used to call or text. We did have a couple questions during break. Like, hey, how do I text you guys? There it is.
Someone hits you, like, it makes you cry.
makes you laugh, whatever. In Al's case, apparently something hit him hard. And it pertains to what we were just talking about with Halsey, because Halsey was just thrown out there.
Yeah, we think Jeezy cheated on her, and she performed on Friday night. And
yeah.
She got emotional during the song.
Kind of lost it. So
this was not on your blog. You said you didn't want to bring it up on the blog.
I feel like such a wuss.
Yeah.
So, okay, set the stage a little bit. When we were in Fort Lauderdale, that was our first family vacation since, well, our last family vacation where my girlfriend and I broke up. Yeah.
That was actually the anniversary of the breakup letter.
Yes. Right. Yes. Let me start by saying this. I'm over the relationship. I still have moments of, but I'm over the relationship, okay? Let's just start by that. At least I'd like to think that I'm
over. I don't want to interrupt your story, but I'm going to say false.
You can still have warm, gushy moments.
Right.
I do.
The reason I think he's not over it is because of some of the Cuban references you were making constantly in that Florida trip.
Talk about the ones in Mexico as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was talking about it.
So with that said, if you're a new listener, had a girlfriend for like 5 years, we broke up on family vacation a year ago. So
because she moved to Detroit to do a residency.
Now she's in love with someone else, right?
Okay, sure. Yeah. So, and on family vacation, Alan's there with Kelly, and Kenzie's there with you, and I'm
JC, by the way.
And I'm there with George. For 2 days, what? And then
Jenna. His name's Jeff, by the way.
And Jenna. Well, you know, okay.
Now George is more cuddly.
So, I'm being funny. But anyway, so, okay, we go get through all of that, and I'm with the couples when we're at dinner, and I just sit by myself. Okay, so I go to the next phase.
Justin's there with no partner.
I go to the next phase of my vacation, which is a trip to South Carolina to visit my buddy and his wife, and his son and his girlfriend. And another couple, and so again,
everybody's coupled up.
But I'm sleeping in the same bed at my friend's house that my girlfriend and I slept in a year ago.
I'm sure they changed the sheets.
They probably did.
But
it was just, JC, stop.
What?
So
I was setting the stage.
Do it. Play the notebook music.
So I'm having a good time. They treated me so well. I had so much fun in South Carolina. But I was like, oh,
G-Bull peanuts.
I didn't, but I saw where they were selling them, and I thought about you, but I'm still like, I had a moment on the South Carolina trip.
Okay.
Like, this would have been
where?
Fun. This would have been fun if my ex-girlfriend had been here. Okay, I had the moment.
So, right. You're not over it.
I'm over it. I just had a...
revisiting.
I got you. Okay.
So I had a relapse.
Okay. It's okay.
So, I leave South Carolina to go to Mexico, to Playa del Carmen. I'm on the plane, and I sit down. I'm one of the, first one on the plane, but I'm in group one. And so there's an empty seat next to me. I'm like, well, I wonder who's going to sit next to me. And so...
Oh, yeah?
Everybody's walking past me. Everybody's walking past me. I look over to my left, this guy and this woman, and look behind me. I'm like, surely.
Surely
someone's going to sit next to me. Nobody did. I'm like, oh, well, cool. I got a little room to stretch out or whatever. So I'm reminiscing about what a great time we had in Florida. We had a beautiful time. A great time I had in South Carolina with my friends.
Yeah.
And then, Kelly, there's some movie on. I'm drinking a vodka.
Going to the camera roll on your phone.
I think it's been proven people cry more on planes at movies.
I cried on the way back.
What movie?
I don't know what happened. I had my glasses on, and I couldn't, like wipe my eyes. At first, I just kind of took my glasses off like this, and I wiped my eyes. I'm tearing up on the plane for no good reason at all. There's an empty seat next to me. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
So I teared up, and so I put my glasses back on.
Yeah.
And then it was like waterworks. Kelly, you would have, like, my best friend had passed. It was terrible. Aww. I'm like, I could not even, I'm like.
You're finally mourning your relationship.
I'm full on, like, rubbing my face like this, and people, I know they're heavy. What is wrong with this guy? Is he afraid of flying? I took another drink of vodka.
Yeah,
and
that
I tried some more. Uh-huh. And I mean, I must have cried from South Carolina, or the whole Gulf of Mexico.
You know what? This was probably a good thing.
You need to cry it out.
You need to be alone and grieve.
I was like,
yeah. Yeah, it was very cathartic.
Glasses off, wipe my eyes, glasses back on. I had to go to the bathroom, get tissue.
It's like a Future song right
now.
Wow. Glasses off. Glasses off.
And I have nobody to even tell. Well, not that I would tell anybody anyway, because I wouldn't have done that. And the flight attendant finally asked me, "You okay?" I'm like, "Yeah,
I'm in love."
Yeah.
And Al, you didn't talk.
It was the saddest, most pathetic thing ever.
Yes.
I'm just sitting there on the plane. But then I kept looking at the empty seat next to me.
That should have been her. You were thinking.
Like, and I'm like, wiping my face again. I'm over this. What do I do? I could not. Stop. It was uncontrollable.
Yeah. And you told us this too. When you went to South Carolina, you're going to leave, and then she was going to take the back end of that vacation,
well,
right?
No, she's Labor Day. She's Labor Day.
Labor Day. Okay, so
she's
Labor Day. Okay.
She hadn't got there yet. So, wow. It was just an emotional. And then I'm sitting there, going to meet a dude at the airport that had said he wanted to meet me and go on the trip with. In Cancun, and I just, and I know they.
Do you hate when you're crying about your ex-girlfriend when you're meeting your new boyfriend?
Right.
My eyes were bloodshot red. It was the most pathetic display of manliness ever.
But then you landed.
Then I landed.
And
I met my man, Jeff. Oh, it was awesome.
And party was on.
Love at first
then
sight.
So what happened was, Ken, if you're first time listener or new listener, uh-huh. I put it out that I was going to Playa del Carmen by myself.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody wanted to come hang with me, let me know.
Come on down.
And I'll tell you. And Jeff happened to be arriving at approximately the same time as me. I'd never met him before.
High five.
You did at my birthday party at your place. You just forgot.
Just forgot. And Kelly.
There was a lot going on.
But it was Kelly's. Kelly had met him before, as did Alan. So he comes over to me. Hey, Al. Gives me a high five.
And, high five.
And we just started our weekend. Our guy
took your mind off of it.
Took my mind off.
Yeah.
So of course I didn't.
Oh, did it take your mind off of it, Big Al?
I did not mention a word of this to him, nor have I mentioned it to anyone other than right now.
Because on one of the days where I saw Big Al, what was it? I think it was like Saturday. We were going to go to this Cuban restaurant.
Oh no!
Oh, Cuban!
Yeah.
How insensitive!
Well, my buddy is Cuban. It was his birthday.
Girlfriend's Cuban.
And so Big Al looks at me as we're taking off, and we're like, "Hey, we're going to go get ready for dinner." And Big Al looks at me longingly into my eyes and goes, "JC, when you're at this Cuban restaurant, look for my name along with Dr. Girlfriend's name."
We signed the wall years ago.
Wow.
So I kind of said it.
You mentioned it.
I did. So Jeff and I.
Scratch it out.
Scratch it out.
So nine people were supposed to meet me down there.
Uh-huh.
I met maybe five or six. So they all didn't show up.
That's all right. Good percentage.
That's not bad.
Good percentage. Met a couple that was already down there, Christy and Patrick.
No, they saw you crying on the plane. Yeah, they were right. Like, nope, we're not hanging out.
He's crazy. He's not stable.
That's not Mr. Fun.
Like 60% of the time when I walked up, I was like, "Where's Big Al?" And they're like, "Oh, he's napping."
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, I mean, the first
night. You slept a lot.
The first night we got there, we hit it hard. Like, one girl was down there, Jeff was. Anyway, three or four of us, we hit it hard. It rained cats and dogs that first night.
Really?
Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah.
It rained bad. I mean,
it was a cool storm.
6-8 inches of rain in our Playa del Carmen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got so tipsy, I slept through it.
It stormed.
We slept through it too. Yeah,
Kelly, it was bad.
We were right down the street.
Yeah.
And I stayed out till like 1 or 2 in the morning, which is way unlike
me. No, we were in bed.
Yeah. Right. It's not like me either. So anyway, the next morning, I did not leave the apartment until noon. And they were out kind of hanging out. And I turned in. I mean, I was just done. I mean, after one, I can't party like I used to.
Yeah.
So we had fun for 3 or 4 days. Everybody seemed to gel. You know, the whole group.
Yeah.
We walked around. I showed them where my old bar was.
What's there now?
Another.
Nothing.
Bar. No, it's another bar.
It's never open.
It opens at night.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah, I open during the daytime. They open at night.
I got you.
And it looks fantastic. I've talked to the guy. He's doing well with it. So anyway. We hang out, we go to the pool, we hang out with, this place. Which I'm just kind of showing them around a little bit because they hadn't been there before. And so then we go, rent to JC. And he wants, you can stop me if you, well, you want.
Big Al was staying in an apartment complex that was like the Pentagon, I think. Apparently, it's like Fort Knox. Yeah. There's no penetrating this place.
Good.
Well, yeah. Is it good?
Yes.
Because you're supposed to be in a party atmosphere, and let me explain.
Well, that party when you leave the compound.
There's a pool that is open to the beach. And Big Al had told me that the night before, he and his, you know, he met some people, and he wanted to bring them back to party a little bit.
We're going
to
hang out at the pool.
Yeah.
But they're like, no.
Yeah.
Unless you had a wristband, you could not go back to the pool. The beach is right. It's not like a resort where it's closed off. It's a
condo.
An open hotel.
Yeah, so this was like the real life Blockers, you know? And I was a little bit upset because my dude Big Al wanted to party. And he didn't get to party with said people. And so the next day, I see Big Al, and he goes, come meet Jeff. Because Jeff wants to give you a high five. And I was like, I'm down. So we started walking to the pool. Mm-hmm. I am 5 feet from the sand. On this little deck
patio
thing.
Area where the pool is.
And I'm meeting Big Al's friends. And I'm not 5 seconds into shaking hands with these people where the security guard walks up to me and goes, hey, where's your wristband?
In Spanish.
In Spanish to me. And I said, I don't have a wristband.
But I could tell this guy had attitude. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
But I knew he had a problem with Mr. JC.
And I said, my man, I don't have a wristband. And he goes, well, then get on the beach. And I was like, well, the beach is 5 feet away. I'll get on the beach in about a second. And he goes, get on the beach now. I was like, all right, buddy.
I thought we were going
to
have...
I looked at him. I'm like, I will get on the beach when I feel like getting on the beach.
Oh,
right
no.
Now, I'm saying hi to my friends, and then I will get on the beach. Is that cool? And he goes, he called me grosero.
What does that mean?
He means bad manners. Like, I have bad manners.
Rude.
Yes.
Like a rude
bad
kid.
Man.
Yeah. He called me grosero, and I said, you quiet down, Napoleon. He's a little short guy.
Oh, yeah. JC's name called. Now, meanwhile, me and the three.
Well, he called me a name.
Me and the three or four gringos are sitting there not knowing exactly what's going on, but we know for a fact that this is squabbling.
He called you bad manners and you called him short.
He called me grosero, and I said, you be quiet, Napoleon. And then so he gets on his radio and he goes, grosero is being rude to me. So now I have a nickname.
And bad manners.
I was like, stop talking about me on the radio.
It's like watching grown 4-year-olds have a fight in preschool.
And then he goes, am I going to have to escort you out? And I was like, I would like to see you try.
Are you going to escort me 5 feet?
I just pictured JC like putting your toe over the edge, just trying to make him mad.
I was just trying to say hi to Al. And I was already mad because he had blocked him already.
Right.
The night before.
Right, right.
So how did it ultimately end?
Of course, I got off onto the beach.
Yeah, JC left. JC left and we went on and had our day. But the really exciting part happened at the airport when we left.
Oh, Allie. We have this crazy airport story. And I forgot Big Al was there at the same time. This was scary.
This was crazy.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that. We'll tell you what went down.
I mean,
everything's okay, but...
Well, you're here, I'm assuming.
Yeah. For a moment, it was not looking okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. We'll tell you what happened at the airport. Al was in the thick of it. I was on the outside looking in.
You're scared?
It was bad.
I was crying again, Kelly, with a whole different reason.
Oh, no.
And Kelly was just right down the road. We'll see how her week on vacation with her husband, Alan, was. We'll get into it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting some text messages asking, hey, what went down with Jenna and DeJuan over the break? Because Jenna was supposed to go to Croatia, and then DeJuan came along, and some things were changed.
Well, he wasn't the reason I didn't go to Croatia. But I was hoping to hang out.
Right, exactly. We'll get into that in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
We also got to give out those diplomat trips.
Yeah.
You tried all last week to win those. We'll hook you up with that.
You'll love that place.
And some breaking news from the boys in Thailand.
Oh, it's exciting.
Even more, this is good news for us, for everyone. What happened, Kelly? Three more?
8th boy has been rescued now.
So far, 8 boys have been rescued. Mm-hmm. 4 boys and their soccer coach remain in the cave.
Yep.
And the Elon Musk... thing is on its way over there to try to help with hopefully the last few.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a 3-hour dive that these boys have to do, and it's done by experienced scuba divers only, and now they have to learn it from a Navy SEAL within minutes and then go.
Witnesses are saying that the evacuations are done for the day.
So the other ones have to stay the night.
I think they have to replenish their oxygen supplies and things like that. I don't really know. I'm just grabbing the headlines.
Yeah.
Well, and the SEAL probably that's helping out, they probably need to rest as well because they've been going nonstop.
Each boy has to be accompanied by 2 divers.
2 divers are with them? Okay.
Yeah.
Scary.
So they did 4 yesterday, 4 today.
I hope none of them watch that movie, The Descent.
Which was that movie? One?
I thought The Descent was so good and so scary. Those girls, it's like the all-female movie. They all go cave exploring. And there's creatures.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like the creatures.
Scary.
No, I don't like creatures either.
They can't see. But they can sense.
No, I don't need to. Yeah. I'm probably not going to be in a cave, to be honest with that.
No, it's not something I've ever wanted to do.
I just did it on...
Even snorkeling when they want you to just like dip your head down and go under something.
No.
I did a little snorkeling this week. And
I say right
that's
on
good.
Top of the water.
I need open water.
And here's a snorkeling tip, children, because a lot of times when I go in the water, I just put, you know, sunscreen on my back and shoulders. Gotta do your butt down.
Gotta do the butt.
Because when you're snorkeling, everything's down. Above the water. Mm-hmm. I had the worst... many years ago, bottom burn.
The bottom burn.
Awful.
And there's something new called snorkel scuba. Scuba snorkel. And it allows you with the same... Snuba. That's it.
Oh, the mask thing?
Snuba.
The
and
head,
you,
yeah.
Yeah, not, there's no tank on your back, but you can go down 10, 15, 20 feet, I guess.
We tried them.
You did?
They were so cool.
They are
it's
cool.
Weird because you're used to breathing out of your mouth, and this you can breathe out of your nose.
You wore the whole helmet.
Yeah, it's the whole. It's like a face mask, and then the little snorkel thing is right in the middle.
I saw the mask. Not gonna do it.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, snuba. No
buddy,
snuba.
My buddy bought it. It was really cool.
Fear has kept us alive, Al.
So weird. Love letters to Kelly coming up in 1 hour.
All right.
But funny you mentioned fear, Kelly, because that is what Big Al Mac and I felt at the airport yesterday.
All right. I cannot wait to hear what happened.
Okay. So I had gotten.
Do you want me to tell you the outside, and then Al will tell you what went really down? So this is what I saw. We arrived at the airport, and there was a lot of people there to head back home. Yes. And, you know, it was a holiday week. So there was a lot of people at the airport
Cancun,
already. Yeah, we're in Cancun Airport. Yeah.
That's why I left on Saturday. I figured Sunday was going to be a disaster.
Now, my wife and I, we just packed carry-on luggage because we didn't want to check bags because we cheap. And our other friends, they were checking their luggage. So we said, hey, we're going to head up. We'll find a table and then we'll have some lunch because we showed up pretty early. And we'll see you in a minute. So we walked upstairs in the Cancun Airport. You walk upstairs and that's where TSA is. And we get in line. And then as we get in line, we hear a little bit of screaming and we hear some commotion. And then we see all the gates at the where you go shopping,
the
duty free shopping, all those gates just close. All of a sudden just close. And I'm standing there. I'm like, okay, maybe they're cleaning. And then I noticed that a few minutes went by and we had not moved one bit. And I start looking and the people that were waiting to go talk to the TSA agent was the same guy. So I said, we're not moving. Something's going on. So I got out of line and went and asked one of the employees at the airport. I said, hey, what's up? Why aren't we moving? And she said, I can't tell you. Something happened.
Okay. So now inside the airport.
Now that makes it even worse.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, what happened? Should we be scared? And she goes, I don't know. They're not telling us much.
So inside the airport, I my flight was an hour before JC's or whatever. We had gotten there early. I'd already gone through TSA. Me and Jeff were standing at the gate. All right, we're at gate like 5, whatever. And so we're waiting to board, but hadn't started boarding yet. And then all of a sudden, I look to my right, and I see maybe 4 or 5 guys, but sprinting to a gate past me, or appeared to be past me.
Other side of the airport.
Maybe they missed their flight. So I kind of step back a little bit, and then behind them, hundreds of people are running full sprint from way up there.
Like passengers or?
Passengers with bags and luggage hitting the floor where it sounds like gunshots. And people are falling. People are running over people.
Because now it's a panic. And they don't even know why they're running.
Nobody knows, yeah.
Nobody knows why. Drinks are spilling in the middle of the floor.
You didn't have the urge to join them and run?
Oh. About 14 or 15 of us kind of ducked in this little area where there was a customer service desk, but no one was attending it. And so we're down on the floor in the airport.
Because you don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. We are scared poopless.
Yes.
And so this one lady is kind of to my left as I'm against the wall. And so I grab her with my left hand and I put her behind me.
Look at Al in crisis.
I can be your hero, baby.
But before you give me the credit on that, there was another lady in front of me. I hid behind her. So I'm between two people.
You were just making a barrier.
So,
I can kind of be your hero, baby.
So I'm trying to be the hero.
Protected from all sides.
Yeah. He wasn't protecting anyone. He was a sandwich.
So meanwhile, people are running past us, and we don't even know why we're.
I would have probably started running. To be honest, I don't know what I would have done, but I'd have probably just started running.
So it kind of like it. the amount of people trickled off a little bit, so we kind of looked around, and so we went to where the other people were running to, because we still don't know what
were
the deal is.
Were you strolling or running?
No, we were running. And there are people's bags just laying there. There's a couple of cell phones. There's wallets with passports. And we're just kind of running.
Oh, my past gosh.
It was traumatic. And so we finally get down to the end, and we're just standing there. Does anybody know what's happening?
Everybody? Hundreds of people just standing there?
Yes. And I see one dude. He's texting. He's like, gunfire in the airport. I'm like, do we know?
So he's creating an alarm.
Yeah. So anyway, come to find out, at one of the restaurants, I think it was Bubba Gump's, there was a fire.
The sign started catching on fire.
But it's a neon sign, so
it started popping.
It started popping, so people are thinking gunshots. And that, I fully expected to see somebody shooting down the air. I was like, oh my God, you know. But that never happened. But there was just a panic in the airport, and people, hundreds of people running.
Yeah.
So we finally got back. I was like, it took a while for that information to get to us, that it was a little small fire, but
the airport was shut down for about 45 minutes. I went and looked down at the down the stairs where you come up, and it looked like people trying to get into the Super Bowl. There were so many people. People were missing flights.
Yes.
People were screaming. They don't know what's going on upstairs.
Yeah, it was.
Then you have the people. You walk in, and you could see people clearly shaking, pale.
Because you didn't know what.
Because they had no idea. They were recovering from what happened when we came in, and we're like, "What? There's smoke everywhere." It was crazy.
It was nuts there for a minute, and then we boarded actually about 10 minutes late on our particular flight because we were about to board. And even the pilot made it. He said we didn't know what happened. We thought there may have been a shooter in the airport, but there wasn't.
Yeah, it was just a little spark. Five, they took care of it just fine.
5 minutes of
panic,
pandemonium, and panic.
A Kid Nation member just sent us a picture of the fire, and it was a decent sized fire.
Oh wow!
Inside the terminal.
Yeah.
Wow, there were a lot of people there.
Yeah, because everybody is, a lot of people leave on Sunday, so yeah.
There were so many people there.
All because of the scrimps.
Because of Bubba Gump scrimps.
All because of the scrimps.
Yeah, fire scrimps.
Barbecue scrimps.
Lots of black. Well,
now you know how you would react in a crisis. I mean, you don't ever know. People
you never know.
I'm running from you because you're going to use me as a shield.
I got that one lady behind me, but I did hide behind another lady. So I was like, I didn't want to go all the way hero. I just wanted to go he.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to save you. Wow. You save me, all right?
Did you have one on your side, too? My side chick. And Kelly, you were down the road. You and Alan decided to go to Mexico last minute.
We did, because Alan really wanted to go on the guys' trip.
Yeah.
But I reminded him that he couldn't.
Hello, I'm Alan.
It was your one-year anniversary.
Yeah, I didn't tell him he couldn't go. I was just like, you do what you think is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when he decided not to go, I was like, well, let me look into us going. And so I did. I booked I had to ask him. I was going to surprise him, but that's too much money to do a surprise.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
We talked about it, and he really wanted to go.
Okay.
So we went, and we got really lucky. Like, Al was, and several other people that were on our shuttle back to the airport were saying that the seaweed was so bad they could not get in the ocean.
It was stinky.
Not like that where we were. I guess it's just the luck of the draw where the coast hits.
Yeah.
That we were able to get in. The waves were so fun. It was the most fun part of the vacation was riding those waves. People out there just laugh. I'm sorry.
Look at you in the sun and the water and stuff.
Yeah, I SPF 70.
Yeah.
I kept refreshing it. But yeah, so we had a great time on the way to, we rode one of those rideshare things, and we're always the last ones dropped off. Always.
Yeah, always
luck of the draw.
Happens. Yeah.
And, so on the shuttle, they always ask, anybody want a cerveza? So a few older people on our shuttle, and Alan and I were the youngest. So Alan's like, yeah, I'll take one. And he's the only one, and I don't drink beer. So he's drinking a couple beers. So this guy thinks.
This guy parties.
So when the old people get out, we're the only ones left. He puts on the heavy metal music. He's like, I think you'd like this. He puts on AC/DC and stuff.
And Alan's like, yeah.
Alan loves that.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about just bringing up, you know, my friend likes to come to Mexico. He said, where are you from? We told him where we're from. He's like, oh, one of my best friends lives there.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to come to Mexico. And he's like, yeah, we're going to smoke some marijuana or whatever. I was like, yeah. So we're like, oh, that's funny. And Alan's drinking his beer and stuff. He's like, he's trying to
feel us out on the marijuana.
He was trying to be like, yeah, I come down here to do the same type
deal,
right?
No, yeah, we're just like, And finally, we had to say, "Yep, we don't do that." He was like saying they need to come down. Like, do you know where to? My friend's like, "Yeah, where can we get the marijuana? We can get marijuana." And I was like, "Yeah, they'd be out of luck with us because we don't smoke marijuana." Didn't say another word the rest of the trip.
Aw, you killed his vibe.
We thought we were going to be the party people.
Did that make you feel happy?
A little bit. Yeah.
He turned off the AC/DC.
It's always flattering. Yeah. It's flattering to be off of drugs.
I look like I'm a little edgy.
Yeah, like he thinks I'm cool.
Like on our trip, it was Thorges who got asked. On the street, they just ask you every 15 feet.
Yeah.
"Hey, man, you want some marijuana? You want some sugar booger?"
Sugar booger?
Yeah, they were calling it that. I guess that's the new thing. But it was always...
Is that cocaine?
Yes. Yeah.
Sugar booger.
But they were asking our buddy.
The name Sugar Booger.
And not any of us. So it looked like... We don't look like we party. So it hurt
we
our feelings.
Too.
What's that?
Yeah,
my feelings were hurt. I just want to be offered. Like Kelly says, I just want to be invited.
Just want to be invited to the party.
So we went to the resort, and so many people from here were there. Yeah. Everyone was like, "Oh, Kelly and Alan." It was so fun. And I've always... My dream has been to meet another family, another couple at a vacation place, and we all become friends, and like we start vacationing and stuff together.
Okay,
that's been my dream.
Okay. Turned it into an anniversary thing every year. You guys go back.
Yeah. I even met another couple there. They're like, "Yeah, we're from Ohio. We met this other couple from, you know, Washington, and we plan our vacations together. We keep coming back to the same resort." So I'm like, "That's my dream.
We want to join the club."
So
we'll bring the marijuana.
We meet this family, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this guy, Nathan and his family. These are there's two daughters. The one daughter got engaged. Everything's like, we're bonding. And I was like, I'd froth at the mouth. This is going to be my couple. I'm going to make friends with them because they live like less than 30 minutes from me. I'm like, "Oh, this is going to be my friend couple. He likes Alan.
I mean, okay.
That's what you want. That's perfect.
Yeah.
What
do
you
Alan mean? Made the friends. Alan did a Facebook friend request.
Are you jealous?
You wanted it too bad.
Yes, I wanted
Hello,
it.
Hello, I'm Alan.
You wanted
but
it too
is
bad.
You.
It
wasn't I Alan's, thought what's yours is ours yeah. or whatever.
You're married.
It wasn't Alan's dream. It was mine.
Yeah, Alan's dream is for a crowd of people to sing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
Yeah.
So he's had that happen.
Were you fully aware of the extract Alan from the hotel that we had going on?
Yeah.
I knew y'all were texting back and forth with him.
Yeah, yeah. Operation.
We didn't put you on that group text.
Yeah, we had a driver set and everything.
I kept reminding him how much money this all-inclusive resort costs. Yeah. So you want to drive,
pay money.
Why
have you been doing that lately, by the way?
Huh?
You've been real harping on money and savings
she
lately.
She always does.
No, I know she does, but I've noticed it a lot more lately.
They bought the house.
Yeah, because we bought the house, and it was a lot of money for this thing.
Like, when we were on vacation, she was like, "You know, see how much this is?"
I know.
Yeah.
I told him, we are shutting
That's
down.
Kelly Rand.
We're
yeah,
work
eating
trip.
At home for the rest of the year. It's like that. So I said, "We paid all this money to be on this all-inclusive resort, so you're going to pay money to go in a cab and then go down there to pay for beers that you could already drink here without paying more."
Yeah.
I knew Alan wasn't getting out of that.
We're talking to Jeff.
We start calling it a prison camp.
We're like, "Bro,
the warden was not letting Alan out."
He could go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I wasn't going to go with him.
The plan we had was we're going to have the shuttle outside at midnight, and then when you fell asleep, he was going to sneak out for just the night.
That's
and then,
over well.
We're like, "We're going to have him back by 6 a.m.
The bell was going to go off. Yeah. And like,
so how many times did you guys see Alan?
Oh, none.
If I guesstimate, zero.
Well, y'all were sending, they say, "Send us a picture of what you're doing now." They kept sending pictures to each other of what they were doing now.
I saw him on Instagram.
Yeah. We saw him on Instagram.
Mm-mm.
On the stories.
But no. It was new. In fact, as far as I know, it could have been a sound stage. It could have been like a green screen, and Kelly and Alan could have been sitting at the pool at their house.
Hey, happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
No evidence he was in Mexico.
He's Tanner, believe it or not.
Danny Tanner. Over here. So what did Jenna get into over vacation?
Huh.
We're getting a lot of questions, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
Is the one involved? What's been happening since we left you in Florida?
Y'all, I need help.
Uh-oh. Jenna needs help.
Uh-oh. I need help.
Why does Jenna need help? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Great news this morning. 8 out of the 12 boys rescued from the caves out in Thailand.
Nice.
We'll keep you updated if more come out. But like Kelly said earlier, they have stopped the rescue mission for today. They'll resume tomorrow. They do have to get more oxygen and rest up and then start over tomorrow. And we're doing something really cool before we get into Jenna's vacation and what's up with the one that everybody wants to know about. But every day for the next 4 weeks, we want to show our appreciation for the men and women serving in the military. So we want you to go to KidNation.com and tell us about their stories of service. Nominate a hero you know and share how they're making our community a lot better. Those heroes are going to be honored daily, and they're going to enjoy some great prizes. And this is brought to you by Wonder Bread, proud supporter of the USO. Okay. Do you have today's, Kelly?
I do. Today's hero is Brady Lackey. And this was written in by his sister-in-law, Galen Davidson.
Okay.
Or brother-in-law. I don't know if Galen's a female or male. But anyway, Galen said, I'd just like to recognize my brother-in-law, Brady, for being an amazing dad and also a veteran with scars to show it. He has two kids of his own and is currently a full-time father to my sister's three children. He coaches the kids' sports teams and stays active in the kids' church youth groups. He's fought cancer and kidney problems, but he's still one of the happiest, most positive men I know.
Nice.
Brady Lackey is our Stories of Service selection for today.
Brady!
There you go, Brady.
Nice.
Stud.
Brady Lackey. Good looking out, dog.
Again, if you want to nominate someone, go to KidNation.com. We're going to be doing this every day.
Cool.
And congratulations to Brady. Thank you so much for your service, sir. And now, Jenna, we've been waiting. The question everybody had on their mind while we were gone on break. What about you?
Let's see. I'm looking at that left hand. I don't see a ring.
Well, wow. She's not Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin.
No.
But,
I got to say, I don't like liking someone.
You don't like liking someone.
I don't.
I love liking someone.
Those double negatives are confusing. You don't.
I don't like it.
Like it.
You don't like it. I haven't liked someone in a very, very long time. Uh-huh. And I'm realizing that I have issues. I have issues. So the beginning's very difficult.
Yeah.
To answer your question, no, I did not see him over my
break.
What happened?
Nothing bad has transpired between the two of us. It was just a big scheduling issue, and he's dealing with something going on sad right now with his family. So I hope I see him soon. But we talk every day. But I don't know. I just have these fears. I have this emotional baggage I didn't realize I had, maybe from my last relationship being so disappointing that I realize now that I finally, after how many years was that, that I liked the same person? Seven, six?
Told you this. You've become very skeptical of men.
I'm so skeptical. He recognized I'm skeptical. I'm trying to hide that I'm skeptical. But yeah. I don't know why. I have a hard time. I know that I feel like I'm a catch. I feel like I recognize the things that I would contribute to a relationship.
Right.
I do. I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
I think I feel so... I hope he doesn't listen to this, but I feel very, because I'm trying to hide my emotional baggage right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it to you guys. I'm not saying it to him.
Nobody's
obviously,
listening.
My friends were like, Jenna, don't let him know. I was like, I'm not letting him know. I'm telling you, I'm not letting him know. But I feel very like, not unworthy, but almost because he seems like such a catch. Like, what? There has to be something else going on.
Are you feeling vulnerable as well?
Yeah, that's what I don't like. I don't like feeling vulnerable because I feel like, then I'm like, I've only been on one date. I've just been talking to him for 5 weeks. We've only really been on one date, and we talk every day, so it feels like more than that, but chill. You know, we've been on one date. What?
No,
so I'm chill. We talk. Everything's great.
Okay. He's
been busy, and then I ended up going. I went to Chicago with my friend Thomas.
Did take a trip.
I did. I went to Chicago to see Radiohead.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Radiohead's one of my favorite bands ever, so they don't tour very much. They only had like a dozen shows this year, so we went to the first night of their tour, which was awesome. But traveling with a platonic guy friend who is not interested in girls anyway is really difficult because we've gotten a fight, and it's not easy when you get in a fight with a... guy friend, because there's no cute, flirtatious way to make up.
You make up laundry?
It's like getting in a girlfriend fight.
Yeah, a girlfriend fight. That's
but I've never gotten in a fight with a platonic guy friend like this.
So how'd you guys fix it?
Maybe it's not fixed.
Makeup shopping or something?
It's fixed, because I think we just look at each other like, well, we're friends. He was just annoying me. I was taking him all over Chicago, and I took him to the aquarium, and he was taking his grand time walking through the aquarium, looking at his phone, taking photos, and I just wanted to hit up multiple spots. We were just on a different time frame.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you just wanted to hit the aquarium and leave it.
I wanted to walk through. I want to walk and look at stuff. I don't want to stop. I don't want to take phone calls. I don't want to take a bunch of photos. I just want to walk through. See, there's tons of kids.
That's the problem. When you're taking vacation, you have to have a good travel mate that's good for you. Because if you're the vacation person that wants to
look at the exhibit,
tour. And if you're that person, like me, and just want to just kind of, oh, whatever, let me get a beer. And, you know, you have to be somebody that's on the same travel page as you. And y'all weren't.
Not at all.
At least not in this instance on the same travel
page. We were also in close quarters. I mean, we were sharing a bed. We were together the whole time. I know, I didn't even think about that. I mean, that has to be weird to the new guy, right?
No, because he knows this guy's not interested in you in that way. Yeah.
He's got to be. That's a little concerning. Because a girl would always say, oh, don't worry, he's gay. And I'm like,
you never believed it?
No.
It's just funny as a girl and liking someone how I justify my own actions that I'm totally cool with because I know I like this guy.
Yeah.
And I don't do anything. I don't stray. I don't do anything wrong. But then my mind wonders about him.
Right.
This beginning stage is just rough.
People say they love
the beginning. I think you love the beginning when you're both locked in and you are telling each other how much you like each other. Like, he's told me that he likes me, but I'm like, I don't believe it. I mean, I'm thinking that to myself.
Are you guys FaceTiming when you talk, or are you guys
on the phone?
Just phone talking.
Voices. I haven't FaceTimed.
Hmm.
And there's been, our schedule this week was a little, he's had a lot going on, so.
He's in the States,
I take it for that, yeah.
He's here.
Now is, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, I'll keep you guys posted. I hope I see him soon.
Is the fire starting to flicker a little bit?
Or do you feel strong about the fire? I'm so invested in this that I'm going to be really upset if it doesn't work out. How do you not be too invested?
Yeah,
the fire's not waning. Not for me.
Okay.
You got to invest for it to move on to the next level. You can't just be wishy-washy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I'm just distracting myself. I don't know what to do.
Right now,
trying to play it cool, so I'm just not going to talk about it a whole lot.
There's nothing you can do right now, right?
No. Mm-mm. No.
I just let it, but
we'll see, right? Time will tell.
Yeah.
This weekend, maybe?
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I can't say. He's dealing with something, you know, with his family, so.
And Croatia is off the board, off the table for at least right now?
Last week.
Well, I mean, for the future, or have you made any plans to maybe go in the future?
No, I spent a lot of money to not go on a trip. I feel great about it. I feel really financially responsible right now.
Yeah.
Can you take that back?
No,
Can you take it in the future?
Don't buy a plane ticket on Iberia Airlines. I couldn't even get credit for it. It was
$800
to change it to another flight that had to go international when I don't even have another trip planned.
I would have planned one.
Well, then again, you got fine, but when? When am I going to plan it? When? Yeah. When am I going to plan a trip overseas again? Over the holiday?
Voucher? No,
I can't
voucher?
Plan something for Christmas. I can't do that. No, that's what I'm saying. To get your voucher, you had to just rebook.
Can
they wouldn't just give me credit.
Can you buy refundable tickets for international flights?
I think you can, but they're more.
You hate doing it.
Or
but
doing the insurance or whatever. It's more. Yeah, you say, oh, I'll never cancel this trip. And then something happens.
Lesson learned, right? It's fine. I had plans.
Okay,
so, no, I did not go because of him. My other friend didn't buy his ticket either. So.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be left alone?
Yeah, I'm past that point in my life where I need to travel to find myself. I know myself. I'm pretty cool. I'm cool with how I feel, you know, like I'm cool, I'm chill.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I don't know how actually cool I am.
I know myself, I'm pretty dope.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? I didn't need to spend money to travel overseas by myself, though I would have loved to be in Croatia for that World Cup game.
Croatia made it to the next round. They're in the final four of the World Cup. And so is England.
And Sweden? No.
Belgium?
Yes.
And France.
You're keeping up even after Mexico?
Mexico was all...
Oh, it's all about it.
They were talking about the kids in the mine, and they were talking about the World Cup. Everywhere you went, the games were on. It was
and the new
parties everywhere.
I heard them talking about the new president in Mexico, too. They're waiting to see how things are going to change, if they're going to change. So
yeah, in Mexico, last week, they weren't letting people drink while they were holding the elections.
Right.
Because they wanted responsible voting.
And they had a high voter turnout.
Yeah, they did. They had a high... Because they couldn't go party.
That's your Mexico news.
Do we have that here? Where you can't drink on... No, we can drink on election day, right?
Yeah.
Day before, election day, day after.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy to be back at work this morning, Kid Nation.
Really are.
We all had a nice little refresh. We all vacationed. And now we're ready to work. At least for today. Well, you know, you're always hot and heavy on the first day, and then Tuesday, you're just like, yikes.
Yeah, I'll probably
I usually get hit Wednesday.
Wednesday's when it hits you?
My day, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The adrenaline carries me the first couple
Y'all,
of days,
I
and then
Wednesday,
I'm like,
four.
Yeah, Jenna was here early.
Woke up at 3 a.m., unable to breathe. I was having some sort of muscle spasm in my back muscle. You know when you've been in bed for a long time?
Yep. Jenna has bed sores.
And you're sore from being in bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I, I don't know what's going on. I'm really sore. But yeah, I was just like, I couldn't even take a full deep breath. So I was like, well.
Go to work.
Let's go to work.
Might as well go get some things done.
Yeah, I got woken up by my son's morning breath.
Oh, my God. Still sleeping in bed with you?
Yeah, he is. Well, you missed us. You missed us. I can't say no.
Man,
can't say
I,
no.
I, you know what I love about not, I know we're doing something different now, but I just had this observation. What I love about being older before I start having children is that I get so much knowledge from all of my friends that are parents. Because the way you do things or the way Claudia and Steven, my other friends, then I was with another couple, Carly and Randall, you know, who you hung out with recently, and she did the, like, cry it out. They did the cry it out with the not to break. And so they have a 1.5-year-old little girl who's walking herself to bed.
My daughter does that. Yeah.
I know. It's just crazy. But I just love different, you know, the different parenting tips.
What so I noticed is
I feel more prepared.
Little girls, at least with my kids, are a little more independent than the boys are.
Hmm.
Little girls are,
she's
I don't know
like,
what
night,
it is about
night,
it.
Up the stairs.
Yeah.
Just like sitting there just by herself.
My daughter's all good. We're going to bed in her own bed. Chills. Does my son wants to be around us all the time.
Did you see where Serena Williams missed the first steps of her baby because she's playing at Wimbledon and she tweeted first steps and I missed it. She was just bawling.
But did she win though?
She won.
Okay, see that's
I hope she wins.
Okay. Oh, is it?
You won.
Mommy working mommy guilt is just unbelievable.
I know. It is. Don't guilt parents, people.
Believe me, they get enough guilt on their own.
They feel the guilt. We all do. All right, we do have to get into the love department because before you have the babies, you got to fall in love, right?
Usually.
And sometimes things go wrong. That's why we have our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, help you out in a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I met a guy on Bumble. We've been talking for about 3 months. For the first 2 months, he was taking me on dates. He lives about an hour from me, so we see each other once a week, which has been okay since we both have busy schedules and we're just getting to know each other. But now I haven't seen him in a month.
Oh.
What's weird is that he texts me every day. Every morning I get a good morning text. He texts me all day long. But then he doesn't make plans to see me. And when it gets close to the weekend, he tells me all the weekend snuck up on him and he's doing something with a friend or going to the lake with his family. What gives? You think he's lonely and just wants a pen pal?
Yeah, you're just something to do.
Why does he write me every day but then doesn't want to hang out?
Because he's not interested. Yep. So why don't you just nip that in the bud and quit pinning all your hopes on this guy? If he wants to see you, he will make plans to see you and not be running off with his friends. A man who is really interested will pursue.
True.
Things happen, you know, family situations
Family's
happen
important.
Where they have legitimate excuses where they cannot see you at that certain amount of time. This is a guy that's just killing some time with you. Come on.
Yeah,
you're better than that.
You're better than that.
There you go.
And there's another man that will treat you the way you need to be treated. But this is a waste of your time, so just go ahead and end it.
Yeah.
Boom. Unless you're cool with just killing time till the next one comes along.
Which is fine, too.
But I wouldn't waste my energy. And it's just too, all the angst and the gut that you feel about that, it's not worth it.
He's done. Yeah.
He's done.
Bye, Felipe.
But he's wasting your time.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been married for just over 2 years. I love her to the world and back and would do anything for her.
To the world and back?
We're already in the world, though. Hmm. So you love her here and here.
What about to the universe?
What's bigger, the world or the earth?
That's true. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
But we know what you mean, man. Yeah. Things in the bedroom have been at a standstill for about 8 months, and I've been patient due to her saying her IUD was very painful.
Oh.
But when I try to talk to her about it, she never wants to sit down and just hash things out. Now, it has been making me think things over and make me think about things I never wanted to think.
Yeah.
I used to say I could trust my wife with our marriage and respect it, but recently, I found out she has been emailing someone. One she calls Luke. Pictures of her bottom in a bikini and headshots of her in really tight dresses.
Luke.
How do I confront her about this?
Well, you tell her.
When I found out these things, I got so sick. I feel disrespected and rejected.
Yeah,
I've been tracing my mind back to see where I have gone wrong, but I can't seem to find it. I want to confront her, but I have a feeling a story will arise. But no matter what the story, this action is highly inappropriate. The last email was about 20 days ago and nothing since then. Have I been too nice with her or am I just a cheeseball to think she loved me and or ever respected me, David?
No, David, you need to talk to her about this. She stopped being with you because she was cheating on her boyfriend. This in her head, you know? It's bad. It's bad. But you're going to have to talk to her about it.
Yeah.
You're, why are you? You're a man. Come on. Don't you want to know what's going on with your wife and she's sending inappropriate messages? How did he say he found them? I don't know.
He didn't say how.
But
he just found them
and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Don't approach her angry. This is how you really get her. Approach her calmly.
Yeah, right.
That'll really scare her.
Should he print out the pictures, put them on the table, and just say, hey, have a seat, please?
Yeah, and then have Law and Order music playing.
You could. Yeah. She's going to go back, and she's going to, I will tell you right now, I would make copies of everything.
Oh, yeah, she'll delete them?
Because they will be deleted, so you can do that privately before you say something. I would have your ducks in a row before you say something, but I would approach her calmly and say, look, this is what I have found out. Now we need to discuss this, and we need to discuss this with a marriage counselor. If you know, because apparently you still want to be with her because you love her so much.
It probably depends on what she's done, right?
And maybe there is the chance that she has ended things, or he ended things, and she didn't have a choice. You don't know, but that she wants to stick it out in the marriage. So if you want to give this marriage a chance, you're going to have to get this out on the table and then go see somebody, because this is some deep stuff y'all have to work through.
I'm surprised he was able to hold it.
What's the name of the guy?
Right?
She's texting.
Luke.
Wilson.
Luke. What?
Wilson.
I'm not playing
you want to do
Luke's
King of
right
Luke?
No, we're doing Love Letters to Kelly.
Darth Vader's son. Is it Luke Skywalker?
Out. I'm out. Just to make it end.
Okay.
Duke. All right. Here we go.
We're the King of the Lukes, Al.
Yeah. I'll share it with you.
All right.
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Real quick, though. In any other case where you find out your partner is cheating, make copies of everything before you confront them.
Yeah.
Just trust me on that.
Keep the
you
evidence.
Don't know when you're going to need that.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Okay. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for 10 months, and it's all been pretty great. Recently, I got really sick with a 104-degree fever.
Yikes.
He took forever to get to me. So he's having dinner with his parents and brought me medicines and put a washcloth on my face.
Okay.
Then he left within 15 minutes.
You don't want to get sick?
The next morning, I woke up. I was pretty hurt that he didn't care for me, at least stay by my side. Am I wrong for still being upset to the point where I'm questioning my relationship? Kim.
Well, I mean, Kim, that's just, okay, now you know how he's going to act.
Guys just aren't
guys
good.
We're clueless.
I remember, guys are big babies. When he gets sick, wait, the tables are turned. He's going to be, Mommy, come take care of me, blah, blah, blah. But guys, typically I found when you're sick, they don't care. They're like, get over it. That's just something innate, I think.
Because as little boys, our coaches, our dads were always...
Get over it.
Get over it. Put some dirt on it.
Play through.
Yes.
I remember when I had a boyfriend that we didn't last much longer after this. When I fell and hit my chin on the concrete to the point where my jaw was sideways and locked.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm bawling, and he's basically telling me, get over it.
Get up. Put some dirt on it.
And my father has to take me to the emergency room. He's like, well, I got to go. And my father ended up taking the emergency room because he had to go somewhere. Because some guys are just like, shake it off. That's just, I don't know. So now you know how he's going to act whenever you get sick. So your choice is you break up with him and find somebody who caters to your every need when you're sick. Or you just accept that's the way a lot of guys are. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's true. I have found in my experience with most men.
Yeah.
They don't care when you're sick.
Right.
They'll make sure you have what you need.
We care.
You care.
Right.
You got what you need?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go in the other, you know, other room and do something else.
Yeah. We do care. We just don't know.
You make sure you're good.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
You got the channel changer?
All good.
You got enough water?
Boom.
You got your medicine, your bag? Okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
He feels like in his heart he did what he needed to do.
It's in the vows.
Yeah.
In sickness for 15 minutes or in health.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry, that's just the way a lot of guys are.
You can't bring it up later because we'll always have the, but did you die?
right. You're still alive,
right? Still here, right? You're good.
Boom.
So you can pout about it.
Boom. You're welcome. He'd probably call her the next day. You're welcome.
Let's look at 99.9% of your life, you're probably going to be fine.
Hopefully, yes.
Now, if you get into a really bad situation in sickness and in health, you know,
that's
sometimes health is really bad where you need more than a washcloth on your head.
A little fever, that's fine.
But I would probably let this one go. If it was, you know.
Yeah.
Is it worth breaking up with him over it?
You could at least stay an hour.
Oh, 15 minutes was
15,
good.
Yeah.
He got a washcloth,
very much. I think that's the way they've been told. They've always been told since they were little, shake it off, get over it.
Yeah.
Unless their mommy was taking care of them.
Yeah.
And that's why they want to be mommied when they're sick.
Exactly.
You know?
All right. There
Thanks,
you go.
Mom.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.